Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And before I begin sharing what the Lord has placed on my heart, I would just like to pray and ask the Lord's blessings upon you and upon our time together. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, I thank you for the joy that we can share, knowing, Lord, that we are brothers and sisters in the family of God. Lord, we have many members of our spiritual family we may never meet this side of heaven. But Lord, we thank you that you are moving by your Spirit throughout the earth. And Lord, that you are causing those whose hearts you have prepared to enter in and to come into the ark of safety. And Lord, there is strength in our unity, there's strength in our faith. And Father, right now I pray that you will minister to specific and individual needs of those that are listening. Lord, you see those that need physical healing, those that need emotional healing, those that are going through difficult times with loved ones or in their work situation or in their financial situation. We look to you, Lord, as our Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. And Lord, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it is your will to supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, when Jesus walked the face of the earth, he said we were to have no care. We are all of our anxiety, all of the concerns, we could put them on him. He said, your heavenly Father knows the things that you have need of. He clothes the lilies of the field. He feeds the birds in the fall of the air. And so, Father, we thank you in faith and in expectation for what you're going to do in our lives. We ask now your blessings upon this time together in the precious and matchless, mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to share a passage of Scripture found in the book of Acts, the second chapter, verse 17. And the subject I'd like to minister on is the end time ministry. What is God doing in this day, in this hour? And this particular passage I'm going to share was quoted by Peter, and it was prophesied through the prophet Joel. And he declared, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." To prophesy basically means to speak forth the will and the word of the Lord. And the interesting feature, if you would say, about this particular passage is that it is so all-encompassing. It says that in the last days, and I think you would agree, if you are aware of where we're at in terms of the world events, we are in the last days. And God said he was going to be pouring out his Spirit upon young people, your sons, your daughters, upon servants and handmaids, that there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will be involving everyone that belongs to the Lord, all those who have said yes to God. And we see that this is a parallel work that the Holy Spirit did in the early church, because when the Church of Jesus Christ was birthed, if you will, on the day of Pentecost, God's people played vital roles in the emergence and establishment and expansion of the early church. And for those people, they, you know, it's interesting, God through Jesus did not call religious professionals, if you will. He called ordinary people, fishermen, tax collectors. They were involved in their society of that day. They were involved in streams of businesses and education, the legal and justice systems, governments, arts, healthcare, recreation. That's what society today encompasses. And in the hour in which we're living, God desires, just as he did in the early church, to move in these arenas, in the marketplace, if you will. And just as in the early church, that was a place of ministry. There was witnessing, there were signs and wonders, and it wasn't just an occasional activity, but a lifestyle. They preached the word with signs following. In fact, in the book of Acts, which is really the Acts of the Holy Spirit, of those 22 manifestations of God's power, there was only one that actually happened in a religious setting. And if you remember, that was Peter and John at the Gate Beautiful as they were going into the temple at time of prayer. The lame man received healing. And as we look further in the book of Acts, we see that Paul and Priscilla and Aquila worked together in the ministry, but they were also business partners. In Acts, the 18th chapter, in fact, let me just read those few verses, 1 through 3. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought. In other words, he worked, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And then it goes on in the succeeding verses, it says he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded Jews and Greeks. So while he was ministering, he was also carrying on a normal occupation. And today, there may be a lot of you listening even right now, and you feel your ministry and your employment is somehow connected, but you're not sure exactly how. And you feel the tugging of the Lord on your heart for ministry, but you hesitate changing, you know, your secular setting for a religious one, if you will. In other words, run off to Bible school. And sometimes people are even criticized for their lack of faith in being attached to worldly things. In other words, holding on to whatever their profession is. But beloved, the Lord has called you right where you are right now. And as we look at the Word of God, as we look to the Old Covenant, there were a group of people called the Levites. And they were specially designed by the Lord, or called by the Lord, to minister and to help, if you will, the priesthood, the Aaronic priesthood. That was Aaron and his sons, those priests that had a special ministry before the Ark of the Covenant and in the tabernacle. And actually, if you will, the Levites were sort of a prophetic expression of today's ministry, the New Covenant ministry. Perhaps you are familiar, and sometimes, you know, it's possible to get so familiar with a passage of Scripture we don't even hear it anymore. One I frequently have used is the one found in chapter 4 of Ephesians, which describes what the Lord did when he ascended. And in verse 11 of chapter 4, "And he," and this is referring to Jesus, "gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." The purpose is for perfection and maturity in the body of Christ. And what are these fivefold ascension or ministry gifts given by Jesus for? It's for the body, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry which they'll be doing, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And how can I say that? Because really, the Levites, just as they ministered to the Aaronic priesthood, so the fivefold ministry today ministers to the body of Christ, the body of believers. For we know, according to Revelation, Jesus said, In that first chapter, he has made us kings and priests unto our God. Every believer has a high calling. Brother, sister, you have a high calling. You are a priest. You are a king in terms of New Testament theology and dispensation. Now, what is the requisite of a minister, if you will? Well, let me share 2 Corinthians 3 and 6, lest you feel somewhat intimidated, where Paul says, "Our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life." And we know, as we saw in the ministry of Jesus, that it wasn't religious education that was important, but spiritual preparation and conditioning. And as we saw, as we read the book of Acts, they, the disciples who walked and lived and ate with Jesus for 3 years, it was evident they had been with Jesus. Acts 4 and 13 says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." Now, of course, I'm not belittling education and training. That's very, very important. But the most important thing is to be spiritually prepared by the Spirit of the Lord. Well, my time has flown by, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. But I want to take a moment just to share a brief email from one of our missionaries that we support in Nepal. And he writes, "Judith, as I write you, I'm enjoying listening to Brother Glass's singing on the broadcast CD arriving this week from California. What a blessing. I miss Neil Glass and how wonderfully you both ministered to me in times of real sorrow in the 80s and 90s. The prophetic words given to me at services were a source of much encouragement." And he's asking for prayer that there's much political agitation on the southern border with India, as well as fuel shortages, which are serious for cooking and transportation for the saints there. So if you just remember them in prayer, just one of the ministers that we support. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,